Chapter 83. Darrow. Hazard Bedlam.
Thump, thump.
Distant screams and rage. The shrieking of metal on metal. In the darkness, flashes of flailing limbs, gnashing teeth, screaming mouths. I watched the violence painted in fragmented impressionist brushstrokes. My armor is dead. My helmet's internal screen black. Vision now constricted to the narrow duroglass emergency slits in the helmet's eyes. Beyond my helmet is frenzy. They beat on my armor with fists, hammers, blocks of masonry, fence poles, and all manner of improvised urban weaponry. They fell on me after I crashed through a storefront and struggled up from the debris, my legs snarled by electrical wires. First it was two. Then two became a mob. Now I cannot move for the mound of humanity atop me. They besiege the Skiantos-made armor with anything they can find. A brown street cleaner sits on my chest, hammering a long piece of rebar into the joints with a chunk of masonry, desperate for my blood. A silver kicks at my groin till his foot breaks, and he hobbles away. A grey sits on my arm, trying to pry open my bald gauntlet so he can break my fingers one by one. Two old red women pin my head between them and start hammering at the eye holes with improvised chisels as they fumble for the emergency switch. They find it, but I've already locked it. Fortunately, the armor is a tough nut to crack. I can only imagine they're doing the same to my downed men all over Heliopolis. Lysander has woken the sleeping giant that we kept alive with our meds. But beyond the screaming mob, the sky is black and empty of Atalantia's ships. Did the EMP reach all the way to orbit? I see no dreadnought lights above. My ships will be dead at the spaceport, our shield down. This is the end. But I refuse to let the mob swallow me like it did my wife. The mob clears except for those holding me down, while several low colors stagger over with a block of masonry the size of a man. They hold it over my head and drop it. A ringing fills my ears from the internal concussion. The reinforced war helm dents but does not break. They get clever and drag me toward the local park, making a hideous parade, where they hold me down before a tall, headless statue of a Votum ancestor. They tie electrical cables around my arms and legs, and four teams pull my body taut as the rest of them loop the cable around the neck of the statue and begin to heave. It rocks on its pedestal, each heave bringing it closer and closer to its tipping point, after which several tons of marble will fall and test the metalworking of Martian forges. I wait as the four teams on my limbs strain and sweat, pulling against what they think is my strength, but is actually the reinforced skeleton of the armor. They waste their effort. I save mine for one desperate gambit. When the statue finally tips forward with a cheer from the mob, I roar and jerk as hard as I can with my right leg and right arm. The sudden force sends the teams of men stumbling forward, impossibly off balance. Then I see why. Several young Heliopolitan Reds smash into them from behind, knocking them off their feet. Still, they don't let go of the line. In a sudden explosion of pure force, the muscles of my right leg and right arm pull for everything they're worth against the teams. They're jolted forward, even as the men on the left keep pulling, helping me drag them into the path of the teetering statue. The timing is almost comedic. Several tons of stone make wet, boneless sacks of men. The teams on the left stop pulling, suddenly appalled by the sight of pulverized men and the bath of gore it entails. It is nothing to me. I unravel myself and stand in the dead, heavy armor. That they are not the same mob that butchered Daxo and mutilated my wife does not matter. I kill them all. The brown street cleaner rushes for me with his piece of rebar. My punch is slowed by the weight of my unpowered armor, but not by much, and I am still the war god Mickey carved using all his infernal devices. I need no razor for this mindless dreck. This man is tiny. My metal fist collapses the side of his skull and shatters vertebrae. I lift the silver who kicked my groin by his throat and squeeze until I feel spine. I shatter a man's femur with a stomp and collapse his sternum into his heart as I march over him to break a woman's jaw. Rib cages crackle under armored boots like twigs as I tread through them in systematic slaughter. As a mob, they were a single organism. In fear, they divide. In death, they become lonely as I weave them into my twitching meat carpet. When all have fled or died, there is no one left to kill but a convulsing silver boy who huddles by what remains of his father underneath the statue. One sight of his wide eyes and slack jaw and desperate begging stops me like a wall. Seeing myself through his eyes, I am disgusted. So I wheel away, back into my world. The Reds who came to my aid stand watching me. There are six of the sun-baked laborers, not a one older than 20. They stand with their fists in a salute. I open an external pouch manually and find the helm key. I insert it into the collar until a latch pops. I roll back the wolf's head helm and suck down the fresh air. The young Reds stare up at me. They might have thought they recognized my armor before, but now they see my face and they take a step back in fear. I lost my razor on the rooftops. Find it. By the time the skinniest of them returns with my sling blade in his trembling hands, another crowd has formed down the street. They are trying to decide whether it's worth rushing me. I take the blade from the boy. They see its shape. They run. I nod to the Red and, weighed down by 40 kilos of dead armor, rush to find my men. My miracle has turned into bedlam. Heliopolis is in chaos. Screams drift over the city. The streets are pitch dark. Gunshots crackle from conventional arms. Downed ships smolder and send black clouds of smoke twirling up into the darkness. Bands of citizens armed with improvised weapons answer Loon's call and begin to rove the streets, dragging sympathizers from their doorways to stab metal in their guts or cave their heads in with rocks. A band of rubble-armed Heliopolitan high-collars eyes me down a boulevard before carrying on, looking for easier kills. Each street is a new horror. I watch from a stone balcony looking down into an arcade as one of my citizen outreach patrols is cornered by a mob. With their pulse rifles dead, they have only their long utility knives to protect them. The mob keeps their distance and stones them to death before I can find a way down. I encounter bands of my men and frantic stragglers in the streets. Six have conventional weapons. By the empty magazine pouches, I see they've been using them. Most stragglers come from downed ships or local strong points. Panic grips the army. When they hold their ground, armies suffer, but when they retreat hysterically, they die. We can't all retreat at the same time. Guessing Lysander's force, when it comes, will cut off my 2 million support troopers billeted in the city, I order a Red Centurion to send runners to the other strong points and tell them to marshal at the water plaza. I follow the directions of a medicus who says he saw the howlers forming up in a square nearby. Before I make it there, I'm drawn by the glow of a fire in the mouth of an alleyway. Turning the corner, I find a gang of high-color youths standing over someone in armor, dumping mechanical oil on the blaze they've set. They take off running when they see me. I look around the alley for something to put out the blaze. Shouting comes from the street. 3 white fleet pilots, bleeding from a crash landing, tear around the corner, chased by a dozen men with clubs and a young gold with his heirloom family razor. They skid to a stop as they see me standing there covered in blood. I pull my razor, and they run. They'll find more of my men, so I hunt them down. In the armor, I'm too slow to catch the gold and a red, but I kill the rest from behind. The pilots have put out the blaze by the time I return. I brush the sand they piled on Thrax's armor and twist the hidden emergency release. She's not breathing. The flames would have prevented oxygen from entering her helmet. I perform mouth to mouth until she gasps against me. "I'm Prime," she says, eyes still wild. "I'm Prime! Get off!" She sits up in a daze and looks around at the darkness in ill temper. "That little odious shit! The ships?" "Dead. Seems the EMP hit orbit, too. No telling the range." "I'll wring that overbred prat's neck!" "We gotta find him first." I help her to her feet, and she staggers with the pilots and me to the square. We find Screwface and most of the other howlers giving orders to several thousand infantry from a dozen different legions. "Boss!" Screwface shouts over the chaos. He rushes to me. "What's what?" I ask, as Thraxa helps me roll open my helmet. "Hazard bedlam," he says. "Whole city, looks like. Ships, too. Strong points are solid, but there's shuttles down all over the city. We got half the pack looking for you. Been sending out teams of them and bringing the wounded back here." He nods to the wounded at the far side of the market as the rest of the howlers form a semicircle around me. For a moment, I feel as if I am back at the Institute, though of their number only Screwface still has the stink of dead horse about him. Not for the first time, I'm thankful for my peculiar education. I know what to do when the lights go out. "The city is lost, but looks like the EMP hit orbit too," I tell them. "It'll be hours before those dreadnoughts are back online. The fact that the skies are empty means her ground forces got hit, given the range. She'll have to bring her other ships from Picket or Farside to send armor, but once it comes, she'll have 2,000 years of tech on us. Then it's game over. We have to get as many men out of the city and into the mountains as we can before Atalantia brings those ships around. We have far less than an hour." I sketch a quick map of the city and the dirt with my sling blade, making triangles for armories holding conventional weapons. They crowd to see it better in the gloom. I draw a circle for the Hippodrome to the northeast. Lysander knew the EMP range. If he were practical, he'd hold for reinforcements. But he's going for glory. He'll try to take the city while Atalantia is knocked out. He landed here. I draw a rectangle to the south for the water plaza. The POWs were held here. I draw an X west of the Hippodrome north of us. Soon we'll have several hundred thousand veteran troops pouring south with unknown armaments. I mark several circles 5 kilometers south of the Hippodrome, 2 south of us. These are our support barracks and administrative offices. They have not yet been evacuated. I sent runners to tell them to move south en masse. The fleet is dead, so they'll be heading for the mountain tunnels. They are hackers, medici, clerks, engineers, orderlies. Those prisoners are Iron Leopards and 20 Fulminata, some of the toughest sons of bitches in the Corps. With no tech, those obsidians and golds will be murder machines. We will not let them catch our friends. They've held us up, now we get their backs. 6 main boulevards lead south. We will barricade them and hold the line here. I draw a line across the sand south of the water plaza. X. On that line, what remains of my infantry in the city will die to buy the rest time. The strong points have gunpowder weapons and grenades, but only enough for 1 man in 10. Give them to the grey and red snipers. All guns should be on the rooftops. Expect the golds to be running the roofs, so fortify your men the best you can between the plazas, and give them melee support. Remember, they can jump streets. Use your Dark Age training. This isn't the first time gear's been down. You fight a gold alone, you die. Fight together. I give a boulevard apiece to 4 different howlers, putting Screwface on the right flank, nearest the tunnels and farthest from the mound. "And what about you, boss?" he asks. I put my finger in the center of the map at the water gardens. Thraxa and I will hold the Via Triumphia. Lysander is too young to go anywhere else.
If he wants to make a name for himself slaughtering my men, he has to go through me. If your line breaks, do not head for the tunnels. It's too far. Their goals will run you down. Retreat to the mound. We'll make our stand there. I look into their faces. Not a man or woman amongst them expects to survive the hour. But as the waiting has ended, so too has the fear. Not one quibbles or shies from duty. I could not be prouder. If I do not see you at the mound, I will meet you in the vale. Good speed. I grab Screwface as the rest disperse. Be safe. He just laughs. Legion! Thraxa roars. All across the market, the infantry slam their heels together and raise their fists as we jog past. Hail Libertas! Hail Reaper!